everybody. I want to welcome you to Morning Manna. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Martha Munizzi is ministering in the background. There's a sweet anointing in the sanctuary. There's a stillness in the atmosphere. Come lay down the burden that you've been carrying, because it's in the sanctuary that God is near. And I believe that the sanctuary is not just where we gather on Sundays, but it's wherever we establish his presence. And of course, yes, the sanctuary is the place where we come to assemble to worship, but the presence of God can be established wherever we are. And so wherever you are today, just establish his presence early in the morning and just know that God is near. He's not distant. He's not far off, but he's near. He's near. He's near. He's near. And I just want to encourage you in the Lord. If this is your first time joining us, I say welcome. Glad that you have tuned in, that you've called in, and that you're joining us for our weekly devotional. I want to go right to the word of the Lord, word that's been in my spirit for the last few days. And I'm going to start, but I will continue this over the next several weeks. It's found in Joshua chapter number 8, still in the book of Joshua, meditating in excuse me, Deuteronomy chapter number 28. But I'm reading in the book of Joshua as well. Joshua 8, verses 1 through 8, and it reads from the NIV, "Then the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Take the whole army with you and go up and attack Ai. For I have delivered into your hands the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. And you shall do to Ai and its king as you did to Jericho and its king, except that you may carry off their plunder and livestock for yourselves. Set an ambush behind the city." And so Joshua and the whole army moved out to Ai, and he chose 30,000 of his best fighting men and sent them out at midnight or at night. And with these orders, listen carefully. You are to set an ambush behind the city. And don't go very far from it. All of you be on the alert. And I and all those with me will advance on the city. And when the men come out against us, as they did before, we will flee from them, and they will pursue us until we have lured them away from the city, for they will say they are running away from us as they did before. And so when we flee from them, you are to rise up from ambush and take the city. And the Lord your God will give it to your hands, and when you have taken the city, set it on fire. Do what the Lord has commanded. See to it you have your orders. And I just want to talk to you this morning from the thought, it's not over until I win. It's important in this critical season of possession and transition that we find ourselves listening for clear instructions on how to win the victory for where we are right now. And we must learn from the experiences and the lessons of past seasons, but not try to relive or limit ourselves or God with what he wants to do with us and in us right now. You see, past struggles won't necessarily fit or work this time, because where we may be or where we have failed in past seasons, we cannot allow fear to cripple us. This time, God is saying to Joshua chapter number 8, don't be scared or afraid. Do not be discouraged, because the things didn't work out the way you expected. Take the whole army this time with you and attack Ai. It didn't matter that they were defeated in chapter number 7 in the book of Joshua, because there was hidden sin in the camp. And God said, destroy everything and don't spare or keep anything. And it's something about how each of us learn. We must learn the importance of obedience and staying in God's will. For you see, God had allowed Israel to conquer half of the promised land, but it was not all of what God had for them. And we should rejoice with every victory, but know that there are still other territories to be conquered in all of our lives. And I don't know, but is there anybody besides me who knows that this can't be all that God has for me, even with setbacks and detours and closed doors and missed opportunities in the past. But the way that God is taking us, and even when we have to fight for it, But you've got to get in your spirit that this can't be all that God has. So God told Joshua in chapter number 8, go, get up, break camp. Get on the failure in the past season and attack Ai, because I have delivered it into your hands, the king, his people, his city, his land, and everything belongs to you now. Now you got to go and get it. And Ai literally means in the Hebrew, ruin. And so what God was telling Joshua, I will cause that which was supposed to destroy you end up being destroyed by you. And let me say that again. Ai in the Hebrew means ruin. And so God was telling Joshua, I will cause that which was supposed to have destroyed you end up being destroyed by you. And that's why the Bible even lets us know that no weapon that is formed against us, and it didn't mean that the enemy will not form weapons against us, but God said, I'm not going to let it prosper. And even though they fail, glory, but God said, but this is not the end of the story. Hallelujah. And that's why you can't stay in a place of depression or despondency beyond the time that God says, okay, now just get over that. Let's get ready to move forward. And so he didn't allow Joshua to be in that place of despair for too long a period of a time, because after the failure in chapter 7, God shows up and speaks again in chapter number 8. And again, it's not enough that God has said that everything that is connected to us is going to end up being a blessing to you. And I wish that I could run right now, because God is setting us up to win big this time. The Bible said, I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God has in store for those who love him. But it does say, but it has been revealed to us by his spirit. And I need to tell you right now, I need you to tell you right now that God loves you. God knows where you are. He's got purpose. And can you just right now join me in knowing that God loves you? And can you tell God, Lord, I love you? Come on, say it a second time. Tell him that you love him. Let him know that even though things may not have gone the way that you thought they were going to go, but you're not going to quit. You're not going to give up. And I want somebody at some point on today to just tweet, Facebook, Instagram, do something, text somebody, call somebody, and declare that it's not over until I win. I don't care how I have to press through stuff, but it's not over until I get the victory over this thing this time. Hallelujah. And those who've been in a fight or a struggle lately, and it seems like the enemy saying it was over, well, you had better wait to hear what God has to say concerning that matter before you retreat. I shared a post on Monday on Facebook, knowing the message for today, and that tweet or that message on Facebook, it said it's already done. Demons defeated, yokes destroyed, doors are opening. And I want to say that again, that it's not over until I win, because God said, hallelujah, God has already said that it's already done. And what I hear God saying through Joshua 8 is there is victory. There is victory in all of us. There's victory. It's all in the atmosphere. Glory to God. And many of us for the past several weeks have been praying and we've been rehearsing Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. And I'm not going to read those verses, but I just want to declare that I see the blessing of God everywhere. Glory. I see his hand working. I see his glory. Hakabosia showing up. Hallelujah. And he's going to push back. Hallelujah. Every strategy of the devil. And you're going to see victory this time. You're going to win. You're going to overcome. And Joshua just stepped into a prophetic flow that was ushering in resources and everything that was needed for them to take dominion. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of winning and then losing what I've gained so quickly. But this was a necessary stopping place for Joshua, like many of us also, who had to visit that place while we were on our way to victory. The truth is, Joshua has failed. Here it is, a great leader, great man of God, trying to regroup, oh, somehow. Yes, God. So what do you do when your plans fail? Well, we need to learn how to listen for a word from God. And this is exactly what Joshua is. And I want to talk to some real folk right now. It's hard to stand before people when you have failed at what you thought was a guaranteed deal. And things didn't work out. And the same people who saw you fail are the same ones you have to tell them now, God said, oh, Shandokosia, Atamosa, yes, Lord, God said to Joshua in verse number 1 of chapter 8, the Lord said to Joshua after it failed, don't be afraid, don't be discouraged, take the whole army with you this time, and go up and attack Ai. Go up, go back to the place where you were defeated, but you're going to have victory this time. Glory to God. It may be necessary, hallelujah, to tell them the reason that I failed before was because I let an Achan in. An Achan represents someone who has a hidden agenda, and their assignment is to try to sabotage your success. So God said to Joshua, don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Take the whole army with you and go up and attack your enemy. And the last time, he only took a small group. But this time, God said, take every one that you got and everything you have and watch there be different results this time. Now, I'm going to stop, but I'm telling you, I'm feeling this word this morning that it's not over until we win. And I need you to get that in your spirit. That is not the end of the story. This is not all that there is. There is life after failure. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We give you glory, God, for who you are. We thank you, hallelujah, God, that your hand is on our life. We bless you, God, knowing that you have all things in control. And Lord, even as you did through the life of Joshua, you didn't leave him in a place of defeat. But Lord, you told him to get up and to go back and attack again the place where he had failed. And so Lord, this morning, we thank you that your word comes to many of us a second time. Thank you for victory, God. Thank you for victory. Thank you that we're overcomers. Now, man, lift up your head. Woman of God, you go for it again. Tell them, God, know that God's hand is directing your life. The order, the steps of a good person, they're ordered by the Lord. So God, we bless you. And we thank you in advance that this is a good day. This is the day you made, God. And we look for victory. Thank you. Hallelujah. Get the glory, God, as we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Now come on, clap your hands. Lift the Lord, open your mouth. Give him glory, give him praise. Hallelujah for what he's doing. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. Shalom, shalom. Yes, God, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.